The guy joining us right now talks Tony Gwynn endlessly. Tony Gwynn Sr. or Jr. He loves them both, and we love him. Scott Miller from Bleacher Report joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Scott, how are you? Thanks for joining us on a
what up, Scotty?
Padre day off.
Hey, guys. I'm real good, and I'll tell you what. I don't know where you want to go, what direction, but I'm going to hijack your interview. I got two things to get off my chest first. Not off my chest, but I got two subjects I want to cover.
All right, why don't you just take the floor?
Take the floor.
Take it.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to cover is, right before coming on, in fact, I was rolling through social media, and on Instagram, I saw Tony, your big smiling face from Premonte Brothers. I'd like a full report.
Ah, yeah, me too.
I could give you a full report on the Premonte's sandwich I had. It was a pastrami with some coleslaw. They put the crispy French fries.
Don't they put
top.
The French fries in the sandwiches in Pittsburgh? Yes, they do.
And I actually asked if I could film, but you had to go through a whole bunch of hoops, so I
pickles?
Didn't film. I just
were there pickles? That's
there
Tony.
There were no pickles on my sandwich. I did have a nice beverage, and it was good. It was all good.
Man, that's sweet.
Perfect. That's a Pittsburgh staple, and I don't think there's anything like it. I went there. I've been there once. I think it was years ago. But the thing I found interesting, like you say, it's a sandwich, but they cram everything in one. The coleslaw and the fries are in the sandwich with the lunch meat and whatever. And what I learned that I found interesting way back when I was there is the reason that's a Pittsburgh staple. And Tony, you probably know this from having been there, but back in the days when the steel mills were all up there, it was such a blue collar town and so many factory workers that they had to run them through on their lunch breaks. And that was like a factory worker's the best way to do it. You know, they're not taking 2 hour lunches. So they get their entire lunch. You know, that way they get the coleslaw, they get the fries, but it was all jammed together in one sandwich. And that's where it started. So that's a cool thing.
Make it quick. Here's your sandwich, here's your fries, here's your slaw. Eat and get back to work.
Get back to work. Exactly.
All right, what's topic number two, Scott?
Well, that's cool, Tony. You went there. Topic number two, we're back to baseball now. I just wanted to start with, I don't know if there was a cooler game than Max Scherzer last night throwing 7 shutout innings and 10 Ks with a broken nose and that black eye looking like he had been 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali Jr. I know it was last night. We're probably on to today's stuff. But, I mean, I don't think you can talk enough about that. Scherzer's my favorite guy anyway to watch pitch because of how good he is, his competitiveness, his emotion. He'll be yelling and screaming, but I just thought he outdid himself last night. And I don't know, maybe you were going to start with that. And if so, I apologize. But I'm all day today. I saw the game on TV last night, and I'm still on a high from watching that guy.
You obviously have been covering wimpy baseball for a long, long time now, Scott. You don't realize hockey players play with broken noses every night. No, I agree with you. That was some effort that Scherzer turned in last night, no question.
Knowing Max, he probably was irritated with himself for being so nonchalant and actually breaking his nose with his bunting practice and was determined to not allow that to be an excuse. Just knowing a little bit I know about Max, he was determined not to let that be an excuse, and he did that in a big way.
Yeah, that was big time.
Oh,
didn't
so
even
good.
Need a screen.
So
he just pitched straight up.
Right.
Like if I had a broken nose, I would have at least had a screen, something to protect me. No, that was good.
That's right.
Like baseball, like hitters, if they come up with a broken jaw or something, they wear something extra on their helmet to protect them. But Scherzer didn't have anything extra. He just went out there and shut down the Phillies, who, by the way, if you haven't heard, are going to bat Bryce Harper leadoff tonight because that team is struggling to score runs. All right, Scott, where I wanted to go, and I don't know if you're into still talking about this situation with the umpires, but I think it's very interesting. Obviously, it started with the Machado ejection. It's continued now with baseball's Umpires Association saying they didn't think that the suspension was long enough. Then Major League Baseball jumped in. Is this now a umpires versus Major League Baseball situation that needs to get ironed out?
You know, it has the public appearances of that. Yeah, I thought the umpires were completely out of line. I talked to a number of players since then whose point is, A, if we tweet or go on social media to rip any umpires, single anybody out, like they did with Machado, like, we're toast, man. We get suspended. Yeah. We, you know,
fine.
So that's number one. You can't, fine, suspended. You can't, single a guy out. So I thought if the umpires were unhappy that Machado only got a one-game suspension, okay, fine. That's a reasonable reaction on their part. But how you go about it is, you know, you contact MLB, you go behind the scenes, you have some talks. You can't. So that's, you know, and then to go on and on with the hashtags, it was like the umpires looked like, who's the president, like a 12-year-old girl?
Well, that's what we thought. You know? We thought that some kid in the office did that, because what umpire would know even how to do all those hashtags?
Exactly. And the other thing is, aside from all that, like I said, talk to some players who said what I just said, that God forbid if they would single an umpire out, like the umpire singled Machado out, they would, you know, probably be fined, suspensions, everything else. The other thing, one player in particular, I did not get permission to go public with his name, so I'm going to keep that one private. But he said specifically, even beyond what we just talked about, he has huge problems with the term repeat offender in the umpire's statement, because that's fingering Machado, like basically, you know, calling him a common criminal or worse. So he was hugely upset, and I think rightfully so, with that term repeat offender, because now it looks like, you know, not only like Machado's kind of this common criminal, but, you know, now it's like, what, are the umpires just going to target him? I mean, I think that's a huge issue now that baseball is going to have to watch closely and take control of if there's any hint at all.
Yeah. They kind of told on themselves with that, right? Repeat offender. Because there hasn't been any issues with umpires and Manny Machado that I can recall. Nothing out of the ordinary that you would have with any other player. So clearly it's something that's talked about in their circles a little bit. And they kind of revealed that on themselves without, I don't think, necessarily trying to. We're talking to Scott Miller, Bleacher Report, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Scott, have you talked to any MLB execs or any GMs for that matter? Because I'd be interested to hear where they are. I figured where the players were, but I'd want to hear where some of these front offices are on this.
Yeah, I have not talked to any execs this week since that's happened, or any MLB officials. But, it's just a bad look all the way around. And I'm glad baseball came out with their statement condemning the umpire statement. Baseball is, you know, they're clearly not happy with the umpires. And this looks to a degree like they're losing control of the umpires. And that's a fine line, too, because while the umpires have to have their independence, they still need to be under, you know, we all have to answer to somebody, right? And even though the umpires are completely independent, some think too independent, they also have to answer to MLB. And, so I'm glad MLB came out and publicly whacked them. But beyond that, there has to be some backroom discussions going on where, you know, MLB is, the execs are talking to the leaders of the umpires union saying, you know, whatever it is, this better not happen again. I mean, I think, you know, you're veering toward, you know, where you know, you're going to have to, fine or suspend some umpires if there's another statement issued like this. And I know that's the last thing MLB wants to do, because publicly they never suspend umpires because of the same thing we just talked about. If the umpires are targeting Machado, if you suspend an umpire, they've got to do it quietly and pretend like the guy's on vacation, because, you know, they never publicly would announce we're suspending an umpire, because, you know, then the guy's got a complete target on his back, and, you know, the fans in the stands, you know, hey, look, that home plate umpire is just coming off suspension, and you know, that increases the degree of difficulty for a very, very difficult job. So, you know, they can't do that, but the flip side is they can't have this from the umpires either.
That's great stuff, Scott. It really is. And I think Major League Baseball is in a bind a little bit here. You know, Craig Counsell was on with us the other day and very diplomatically said something to the effect of, you know, it's time for baseball to be a little bit more transparent with how they deal with umpires, because fans and players and everybody else out there doesn't think the umpires are even touchable. And the fact of the matter is they are. I mean, they do actually have to answer to certain things. We just never hear about it. And I think there's a way to, you know, I don't know, make an umpire pay, not pay, but at least be warned for something and, you know, have him go back to work. But baseball's got to do something here, because this is a strange situation that could get out of spiral out of control if they're not careful.
Yeah, and obviously Manny Machado is at the point position, and it, with it, that being a danger, because, you know, you just can't read that any other way when they talk about him being a repeat offender. You know, I mean, now, okay, the series opens in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Let's see who the umpires are, and let's see, you know, how they treat Machado. And, you know, if they ring him up on a called third strike that was, you know, 6 inches out of the strike zone, maybe it's an honest mistake. But now, because of that statement, the entire Padres team and fan base and others on the field have to wonder, oh, they rang him up on a pitch 6 inches outside. Maybe it's not an honest mistake. Maybe it's a targeting thing.
Scott, I got one more question on this whole umpire situation. For a long time, the Players Union was looked at as, you know, the strongest union as it pertains to baseball and sports. You could argue that this umpires union is just as strong, because it seems like, and it may be for various reasons, but it seems like Major League Baseball is less willing to go down the road that they are with the players union when it comes to discipline issues. And do you think that'll cause a rift eventually between players and umpires?
Well, I think it could. I mean, you know, if the umpires are, if they're not accountable, if they run roughshod over players and teams, and this thing with Machado is a pretty good example of that. If they, you know, I mean, another instance or two, and I think relations between players and umpires are going to get worse. And I think they've also gotten worse, to be honest with you, since, you know, since baseball kind of diluted the distinction between the two leagues. You remember, you used to be a major league umpire.
Good point.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew the umpires better than when they were in their own leagues.
Exactly. And you know, they did. And even going back to the way old days when Earl Weaver or Sparky Anderson would go nuts on an umpire, you know, they still coexisted, and they knew they had to, because, you know, Earl Weaver's the Baltimore Orioles manager, and, you know, he goes crazy on whoever it is, you know, take your pick at, you know, Bill Haller or somebody like that, Marty Springstead, and he gets ejected. Well, he knows he's going to see Springstead or whoever it is, you know, a couple weeks later or a month later. You know,
good point.
Sometimes you see an umpiring crew, and then you don't see him again for 3 months, and I think that's made relations worse, not better.
Very good point.
Great point, Scott. We could go on this for quite a while. As a matter of fact, we are. We're not going to take a break. We're going to keep Scott Miller through till 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. No, Scott, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk some more baseball next time we get a chance to chat with you. But I think this umpire thing's pretty crucial, and we'll see how baseball deals with it. I'll look forward to your reporting on it in Bleacher Report, and we'll see you out at the stadium soon. Thanks.
Sounds good. You guys take care. Thanks. And Tony, good job getting it from Monty Brothers.
Oh,
thank you, Scotty.